On Friday, President Trump is expected to announce a rollback of recent policy initiatives between the United States and Cuba. As Taylor Munson reports, two Idaho state representatives oppose the move.
Relations have been warming between the United States and Cuba, but the Trump administration has been considering restricting these relations. Idaho Representatives Matt Erpelding and Luke Malik released a statement condemning the potential implications of further restrictions with Cuba. In the statement, they said the move would be, quote, a missed opportunity for the country and a substantive blow to potentially lucrative markets here in Idaho. Cuba currently imports around 60-80% of its food from the U.S. That's a market estimated at $2 billion. Erpelding and Malik believe Idaho's agriculture, technology, and communication sectors would all benefit from increased trade with Cuba. Erpelding and Malik also said that, quote, bipartisan support for improved trade relations with Cuba is alive and well. Under the Obama administration, new measures were taken in attempt to improve ties with Cuba, following a 56-year embargo. For national security reasons, though, the Trump administration seeks to return to a time of greater restrictions on trade and travel. For KBSX News, I'm Taylor Munson.